My friend got in the car yesterday afternoon as we were about to go and view some properties and things. And she was explaining her workday to me, where it was like a ghost town. And then she just went on to describe that when people do come into work, they are coming in and it's a more of a social, a community time when people are coming in and they're bringing large meals, they're sharing meals, they're taking long walks, meeting and catching up with friends. And so this is just one of the challenges that leaders are experiencing in the workplace. Then we went on to talk about how she is not being utilized as she used to be in the earlier part of her career, where her leader has really harnessed back, pulled back a lot of the responsibilities, even though he complains day to day that he's got too much work to do. He's overworked. He just can't get to everything. And when she reminds him that, well, really, that's your fault because I have this experience. This is my role, yet you're not relinquishing and sharing those responsibilities with me so that I can help you. So this might sound really familiar. And then we have the fact that technology and disruptions are a threat to every organization. We had a few months ago, AT&T, where that phone system went down. It just wasn't them. But there's so many things, changes in how fast we're moving in the marketplace and how fast the world is changing. And then you add on top of that the political climate, and how we're uncertain as what's going to happen here, at least in the United States at the end of the year. How will that impact our day-to-day living? How will it impact our workforce? We could easily feel as though we're victims of what's happening in and around us. But true leaders, great leaders, step up to the plate and figure out how can I future-proof my leadership? How can I stay ahead of the leadership trends to really be able to guide and navigate my team and my organization through all of this uncertainty? And as I was reflecting back on even some of my past experiences when I was in corporate and willing and able to help, but not always invited to help. So today I want to talk about five things that you do as a leader to future-proof your leadership. Future-proof your leadership. Stay ahead of the trends because everything is rapidly moving. Moving fast, and faster than the speeding light. And we need to find a way to be able to stay ahead of that, but be true to who we are, not disrupt our workplaces, not disrupt our businesses, our organizations, but be able to stay ahead, stay current, remain relevant. And we're going to talk about those five ways to do that. And I mentioned not to, we're not looking for the next glitzy thing or grabbing hold of everything that's coming through because there's a lot. So that's why we need to understand our foundation, our roots within our organization. What is our vision? You have to be true to the vision. What is my vision? What do I want to accomplish? I want to accomplish being able to support leaders worldwide, at least 1 million, so that they can stand stronger and stronger. They can lead their teams through even the most turbulence ways, turbulence, even the most turbulence, they can lead them through. And they'll be able to do it through the skills of knowing how to navigate change, how to be more agile and adapt to things that are coming at them and overcome those challenges. And your vision may be obviously different than my vision, but we have to stay true, stay focused on what we want to do so that we grab hold of, we adopt, we implement those things that are meaningful to our organization and not just change every with every wind and doctrine. I hear that so often with colleagues and even some of my clients who are in the education space. Too often they come up with new ways of doing curriculum or new programming that they want to introduce mid-year, mid-semester, mid-quarter in the education system without really telling them how to do that. So let's talk about five ways we can future-proof our leadership. Stay ahead of those trends. And the first way is to have continuous learning. At least understand what's available, what's out there. Know your niche and niche down in it by connecting with the leaders in your industry, connecting with those who are making state-of-the-art moves, those who are really defining that space. Be very connected to those folks. Know how they're doing it. Know what they're doing and how you might adapt it to your organization. I have books like Lead to Serve, No Bosses Allowed, Lead to Transform and Serve, Serve and Transform. It's No Bosses Allowed, Lead to Serve and Transform. And it has 12 different steps on what great leaders do. And then there is an anthology on the creatives, leadership. I've brought together 15 leaders who share how they've overcome challenges and how they're able to keep the momentum going in their workspace, in their organizations, from their perspective. And they're all different types of leaders. So there's resources at www.destinyspeak.com. There's other resources from other areas that you can pick up, but continue to learn. Online courses I have on my website. The No Bosses Allowed has an online course. Life After Procrastination is a course. There's several different things. And also bringing in speakers like myself to reignite, reengage, and have your team running. So always go for continuous learning. Read. Read not only about your industry, but how you can be healthy, stay healthy, and therefore you can encourage your team to be healthy. Because when we're in a healthy space, then we are more creative. We have our thought processes clear. We have more thoughts. We get away from that fogginess. So continue to learn. Number two is embrace technology. As we see the disruption of some technologies, there's things that can make our lives easier, your team's lives easier, collaboration, making collaboration more seamless in your space. There's various apps and various tools that your teams can use that helps people stay in contact with one another, especially in the remote hybrid spaces that are just becoming our norm. There is technology, my guest that I had, and you can go watch that episode, Eric Brown talked about even using technology and the glasses technology for training, simulating training. Tons of technology that you can use in your organization so that you stay ahead of the curve. You stay ahead of the trends. You're maturing. You're maturing in your leadership roles. And then three, there's cultivating adaptability. We need to be resilient. Things will happen. Things are happening. Circumstances are happening. There's a shift in the marketplace. What did you do when the phone systems, cellular phone systems went down? What did you do? How did you recover? Do you have a way of connecting with everyone if internet goes out? Does everyone in your organization know what to do to keep production going or to at least to communicate when something's happening in their space? So the more you're able to adapt, assess the situation, pull the right people together to figure out and collaborate on how we move next, or be able to adjust and come up with solutions, quick decisions, sound decisions that you can make to overcome and be resilient and bounce back. How quick is your bounce back? That's the third way to stay ahead. Cultivating adaptability, resiliency in your organization. Fourth, build strong relationships. There is no time like the present where we need networking. Can't just be for selfish gain, but networking has to be so we can support one another. Because when I need you, if I've built a strong enough relationship with you, you're going to be there for me without a doubt. And because we've built a strong relationship, I'm going to be there for you. Where can I help? I often ask people, and I learned this early in my career, how can I help you? I have a colleague that I'm working with in the real estate space. And I ask her, you know, we're building and we're making wonderful strides in that space. And we often ask, what helps us to be successful is, how can I help? How can I help? So build strong relationships, not from a selfish perspective, but also from a perspective that I really want to see you win. I really want to see you win. I love that of my producer of my podcast, Shayna. She comes to this work that she does, which is phenomenal, from a perspective of, I want to see you win. I believe in your message. I want to see you win. We all should have that attitude. I've surrounded myself with people who want to see me win, and I want to see them win. So build those strong relationships. And then five, be a visionary leader. Now, a visionary leader is not just, I see great things for us, but you're able to articulate clearly and often be able to reinforce it, what the vision is, so that, so much so, with such power, with such great emphasis and influence, that people take it on as their vision too. Have you ever been in that space where you've been a part of an organization and you believe the leader has been able to paint such a clear picture with such passion that it becomes your passion? That's what's going to help us as future leaders, future-proofing our leadership. Being able to take on the vision, see the vision clearly, in as clear as detail as we can, so that others can grab hold of it, and so much so that it becomes their vision too, that they see themselves in the vision. Do you see yourself in the vision of your own organization or what you're doing? If you don't, you need to go back and revisit it. Don't abandon the vision, but continue to work it until you see yourself in it. And when you see you in it, then others will see themselves in it, because you're going to clearly share what it is, what it means, what the impact is, who it's going to impact, how great it's going to make the world, because the world is crying out for help. And it's just not one set of help. It's many needs that we have in the world today. The question is, what need are you serving and responding to, bringing solutions forward in, and rallying the right people around you to support you in that, so that we do make an impact and we relieve the stress, we relieve the burdens, we relieve the cares and the woes of people who are in places who have no idea how they're going to get this, how they're all going to overcome that certain problem or that situation. Clearly paint your vision as a leader. So they are the five ways that you can future-proof your leadership, stay ahead of the leadership trends. Again, continuous learning, cultivate adaptability, embrace technology, build strong relationships, and be a vision leader. Now, I wanted to share with you as we start to close, what are the five emerging leadership trends that will continue to influence leaders and our leadership styles throughout 2024 and going into 2025 and beyond. So what are those leadership trends? It's the remote and hybrid leadership. I talked about it before. We're not going to get away from that. But how do we make it so that when people do come into the office, they're going to be productive and it's less of a community day? How are we going to do that? And there's nothing wrong with that community day, but we want to get the best out of people. We want people to feel like they are valued and their talents. It's about optimizing talent. Their talents are needed in the moment, and we're looking for them to show up strong with that talent so that we can accelerate our getting to product, our products to market, accelerate meeting the needs of our clients and our customers. So there's the remote and hybrid leadership that is an emerging trend that will continue for the foreseeable future, emphasizing emotional intelligence. And this is so critical because our lives are changing at the same fast pace as our businesses and our organization. It's just a fact. And it's not always good. People have challenges in their lives that they have to overcome in their family situations, in their communities. And we need to be able to be self-aware, self-managing, socially aware. Like I speak again in my No Bosses Allow Lead to Serve and Transform book, I talk about we need to be aware of the community in which our teams come from. Because when people show up in your organization, they're showing up with everything that they're dealing with. We can't expect people to leave it at the door. They used to say that. Can you believe that? They used to say that back in the day. Leave it at the door. Don't bring it in here. That's impossible. So how do we help people be themselves, authentic selves, and be able to focus where they need to focus? We are sensitive to what they're dealing with. As organizations, we contribute to the solutions, not only in our businesses, in our organizations, but also in our communities. My guest, Courtney Jackson, talked about how he's encouraging businesses and organizations to come alongside of him in the greater Hartford area to really be the solution to some of the issues that they're seeing in that community. No man is an island. We can't do it alone. So how can you respond to the needs that mean the most to your team? We want to talk about employee engagement and having people feeling that they belong. When you are willing to invest in the things that matter to them, in the things that matter to their children, to their parents, to their siblings, to their neighbors, then you get a greater buy-in. Because I know you're not just here for what you can get out of me as my talents, but I know you're here for the greater good. And we have to be more socially aware, socially responsible, and critically thinking about how to serve in that capacity and not just serve because it's the right thing to do. What is the best fit? What is the best solution for where you're going for organization as well as the needs of your community? When you can get those things to marry and merge together, then you have a win-win. How can I not only serve my community, but serve it in a way that allows me to use my strengths as an individual and as an organization? So my team know that we're not splitting their time, we're not splitting their talents, but it all merges together and it's all working together. And then we want to make sure that we are being purpose-driven, adaptive, resiliency we talked about, being purpose-driven. So again, that gets back to what I was just talking about. Not just doing things just cause, not just grasping the next technology or the next way of doing something, the next program, just because it's the new thing, the flashy thing, everybody's talking about it. What does it mean to your organization? Be purpose-driven in your decision. Be purpose-driven in the way you are operating and the way you're asking other people to operate. Again, being adaptive and resilient. There are the trends. So we have to get better at adapting, being agile. I train leaders. I speak about the agile change leadership principles. I speak about building resilience. I speak about leaders rising, being that phoenix, rising out of the puzzle of changes. And that's what you're called to do, and we're all called to do as we move into the future. And lastly, having data-driven decisions. We need to be able to gather the data that supports the direction in which we're going. So those five trends, emerging leadership trends that I'm seeing, are remote and hybrid leadership, emphasis on emotional intelligence, adaptive and resilience leadership, purpose-driven leadership, and data-driven decision-making. So when you marry that and couple that with the future-proofing trends for your leadership style, and then what's happening, leadership trends, now I hope you have enough information to know what to go out, identify those places where you need to be fortified, get an even greater understanding. You may be operating in those spaces already, but remember the first tip that I gave to future-proofing your leadership is continuous learning. How can I learn more about those things that I know and I feel pretty solid in, and how can I learn more about where those things that I really need some extra help? You are the leader that we need today and tomorrow. You are the leader that has the experiences, the expertise, the solid core values that we all value, because you value integrity, you value authenticity, you value accuracy, you value thoroughness, you value diversity. You are that leader that we need. So please continue to do all you can to future-proof your leadership style. I am here to help. I'm here to help. I'm a speaker. I conduct workshops. I do one-on-one training. I'm even building a mentorship program. And my next book that's coming out is Understanding Your Influence as a Leader. So stay connected. Connect with me on social media, join my mailing list so that you have access to the resources that I'm creating, as well as the resources that I'm utilizing. Come and join my InterSoul Leadership membership group, where we exchange ideas and we're sharing in a very safe space. Leaders are looking for that safe space where we can share ideas. That's the InterSoul Leadership community. So again, connect with me, get on my mailing list, get into the www.destinyspeak.com website, look at the resources that are there. Let's chat. Reach out to me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm in Facebook and Instagram, so that we can figure out together how I can help you fortify, build up, strengthen, and empower your organization in a greater way. Enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to talking with you soon.